your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Good morning.
This is Ariel.
And this is Shia.
Welcome to Being Here. Want to let you know right up front that Shia and my style
is that we finish each other's sentences. So if we do, please don't.
I think that we're interrupting each other. It's just our style. I want to let you know up front. So the theme today is instantaneous transformation.
How to live in the moment.
That's right.
Not in your thoughts. And most of us spend most of our lives thinking about our life rather than living our life. So today is an opportunity to discover how to live in the moment and not think about how you're doing all the time or if you're doing your life right.
So the two of us have been together almost 25 years now. Soon, in July.
In July.
25 years. That's pretty neat.
And we met in a workshop where we were looking at our lives.
So our life has been a long, circuitous journey in and out of lots of different modalities. We tried lots of things. We worked on ourselves for years.
We lived at a meditation center for 2 years, meditating assiduously to try to live in the moment, not in our thoughts. It didn't work very well.
And eventually, after all of this trying, we discovered that simply being here is enough to have your life transform. So today we're going to do a few things. We're going to define what we mean by transformation. We're going to give you some very, very simple three principles of transformation. And don't worry about writing them down. You can always find the information on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and it's all going to be very, very simple.
This idea of instantaneous transformation is very simple, but it's radically different from what most of us have been taught we need to do in order to have a satisfying life. So Ariel's going to read something to you. From our award-winning relationships book, How to Create Magical Relationships,
we decided that it might be kind of fun to look at what is transformation. And we have a passage from How to Create a Magical Relationship, as Shai said, is award-winning. It's also a bestseller. So we thought that we'd just start today with a little piece from it because it might be fun. So here we go. So the question is, what is transformation? Transformation is a phenomena that we'll explore over the course of this show today and over the course of all the, our Wednesday shows at noon and 9, depending on where you're tuning in. This is only the initial foray into an explanation of this complex yet very, very simple happening. Transformation is a shifting in the essence of something. For example, a molecule of water turns from liquid to solid at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Even though its molecular structure has stayed the same, ice does not resemble water because it has transformed. So, listeners, don't think of a lake or a pond because that does it gradually. We're talking about the instantaneous shift of a molecule of water when it turns from liquid to solid at 32. And transformation is simply a word we use to describe what happens when you discover how to live in the moment. It's a shifting of the way you interact with life so that mechanical, automatic, unaware behavior cease to dominate your life choices. Transformation might be equated with a proactive way of life, but not in opposition to anything. Most people have determined their lives either in agreement or opposition to something they've experienced or to which they've been exposed. In transformation, the circumstances of your life may stay the same, but the way you relate to those circumstances radically shifts. Before people's lives transform, they blame their circumstances for how they feel. However, after transformation takes place, circumstances are no longer the determining factor. It is a state where the mere seeing of a behavior pattern is enough to complete it. Now, transformation, unlike change, affects all aspects of a person's life, not merely one area. And it's not produced by the will or desire to transform. It happens to a person, and it happens when a person lives life directly rather than thinking about how to live life the right way. Transformation is the natural outcome when you bring awareness to your life. So let's talk about awareness for a moment, shall we?
Yeah. Awareness, our definition of awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of anything. You know, we see things and we're aware of things, but normally we judge ourselves or others for how we think we ought to be or they ought to be. And that judgmental nature keeps the things that you don't like about yourself locked in place.
So again, I know Shai just said it, but I'm going to reinforce it. Non-judgmental. Repeat after me.
Non-judgmental. I think we should talk about listening.
Sure, let's do it.
Because, you see, most people listen through what they already know, and they listen to see whether they agree with what's being said or they disagree with what's being said.
True.
So they don't really hear what's being said. They hear their interpretation of what's being said. And here's the problem. Your mind is like a computer. It functions through the information that you already have within it. And if you've looked at your life and taken courses and done certain modalities to try to improve and attain a state of well-being, then when we say things, your mind will automatically compare what we're saying to what you already know. And you'll say, oh, this is just like, and you'll fill in with Zen or Gurdjieff or Esther, who knows what, Amway.
Yes, we were actually compared to Amway once, believe it or not. That was somebody's only reference point for groups or groups of people getting together and looking at their lives. So
your mind will operate like a computer. It'll say what it thinks we're talking about. And that will just have to include that because that's a function of the mind.
So see if you can kind of set aside that today. Just relax a little and let yourself listen like it's new. We won't tell anybody that you may already, quote, know this. In fact, if you let go of the idea that you know it, you may discover something new. We lead courses in New York City and have for many, many years. And on Monday night, a gal came, and she's been coming to our Monday night courses in New York for 9 years now because it's like a gymnasium, you know, strengthen the ability to be present in the moment regardless of the circumstances. And we were talking about listening, and we were talking about living in the moment and not your thoughts. And every week we talk about the three principles of transformation, and we'll get to that today before the end of the show. And she stood up and said, wow, I've been coming for 9 years, and I heard something absolutely new tonight. So there's the possibility, if you actually engage today, fully engage, that you'll discover something new. Of course, that's the truth in your life as it goes along anyway, whether it's with your partner who you've seen for many years. You can walk in, and if you're actually there, engaged in this moment, rather than thinking about what you would prefer or what you have to make for dinner, if you're actually there, engaged, you may discover something wholly and completely new. So we're really excited to be here with you today, in case you can't tell. I am. And one of the things we want to let you know is our approach is not psychological.
So we do not intend to fix anybody or want to change anybody in any way. Our ideas are based in anthropology. And an anthropologist is someone who just studies the way a culture functions without judging it. So that dovetails with the idea of awareness being a non-judgmental seeing of anything.
Have you ever thought of looking at yourself as if you were a scientist studying a culture of one?
You?
I mean, not as personalized. You know, we personalize everything. We personalize our thoughts. We think something negative and we think, oh my gosh, I'm thinking something negative. What if you don't personalize yourself and just notice what's going on as if it's a phenomena?
Have you ever stopped to consider how you know the things you know and hold to be true? See, we have a voice in our heads or somewhere that talks to us. If you haven't noticed, your voice calls you by your first name when it's being kind, and that voice judges and complains about just about everything, including you. And what if that voice, the information it gives you that you believe to be true, is not accurate? Did you ever stop to consider where you learned the things you hold to be the truth? I remember when I was a child, I was 6 years old, I saw my father, that's 60 years ago, I saw my father throw a small Spalding rubber ball up into the air. I didn't see it come down, but I saw the moon up there. It was a full moon. And to a child's mind, that's how the moon got there. A number of years later in school, I was very embarrassed to find out the truth, but I lived through that. The fact is, we hold a lot of things to be the truth that may not be, especially when we complain about ourselves and beat up on ourselves about how we ought to be.
Now, if you want to live in the moment and not in your thoughts, one of the best things to do is get engaged in your environment. Because it's really so easy to have a conversation about your environment, particularly in disagreement with what is. You know, this week, we were cleaning the kitchen. We put everything in the dishwasher. And, you know, we've recently heard that it's more green, more friendly for the ecology if you actually wash in a dishwasher than by hand, and if you wait till it's really full. So we had a few days worth of dishes because it's just the two of us. And so the kitchen is all cleaned up. We turn on the dishwasher.
It starts, it stops, and never starts again.
I mean, we tried flipping breakers, and we're going to get back to it at the end of this break, and you're going to hear how we engaged in living in the moment and not in our thoughts, even though we didn't want to do those dishes. You can call in when we get back at 866-472-5795 if you want to get back to us here and ask us some questions about living in the moment and not in your thoughts.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
improve your spiritual well-being, and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie broadcasts every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education. The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so Ariel was going to tell you about the dishwasher.
So our dishwasher broke this week, and we had the idea, you know, that standing in front of it, I have to admit, I had this fleeting thought, well, if I close the dishwasher now,
nobody will know
that the kitchen looked clean, and then it followed very quickly with, well, I don't really want to do the dishes right now. At the same point, we were opening up the dishwasher. We were opening it, getting the dishes out, starting the dishes, washing, and
we got a new dishwasher, Shia.
And a new dish dryer, Ariel. And the really neat thing that happened was it didn't matter what the rest of our plans were for the evening, because life interceded with its desires.
And you can either disagree with what life provides in each moment, or you can surrender to your life and have a great time.
And I have to tell you, washing the dishes and drying the dishes and being in the kitchen with Shia was just this incredibly intimate experience. And it would not have been had I indulged in complaining to myself about whether or not I wanted to do the dishes. So lots of times people get lost having a conversation about whether or not they want to do what they're going to do anyway. So that's just a little trick and a little tip, and so hope that next time you have something that's staring you in the face that you know you're going to do anyway.
And we hear now we have a caller named Valerie.
She wanted to ask us about overwhelm. So, Valerie.
Hi.
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 Hey. So, I have a question about feeling overwhelmed, because I work a full-time job and I've lately been finding myself just feeling like there's just not enough hours in the day, and getting home and by the time I have dinner and am ready for the rest of my evening, I'm just exhausted. So I'm wondering what you would suggest for just like maintaining a sense of balance and feeling less overwhelmed.
Well, the first thing, Valerie, is I have to say that it sounds like you're assuming that your exhaustion at the end of the day is coming from the length of hours you work and the amount of busyness that you have in your day. What if the exhaustion comes from driving with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake?
Well, as I heard you talk about having conversations with yourself about whether or not you want to do something, I can definitely relate to that. So,
well, if you're, you see, there are three principles to transformation. The first one is anything you resist will persist and grow stronger. So if you're resisting doing things in your on your to-do list, for instance, then you do have a to-do list.
Yes, I do.
Right. If you're resisting doing things or complaining to yourself that you don't want to or it's taking too long,
right,
then the resistance to it will only increase how long it takes to get those things done. Now,
and that resistance, you often will look at the entire list rather than picking one thing and starting there, because you're more habituated to talking to yourself about it being long and that you can't do it and you don't want to do it.
Right.
So in your case, what you resist persists and takes longer.
And this, the second principle of transformation is that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So you can either fill your moment with work to get done, or you can fill your moment with complaining that you have to do it. And when you complain that you have to do it, you don't get any work done. So it takes a lot longer to get the things done than you want to, and thus the feeling of overwhelm.
Okay, and now the third principle, luckily, mm-hmm, is here, because it's the one that transforms your reality as it stands right now, where you've been in a state of overwhelm.
Right.
Anything that you really see
exactly as it is,
without judging it,
transforms, completes itself.
So you look at your list and you have a judgment about your list. It's long. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Oh, that person is going to be difficult to reach or talk with, or the whole conversation about it. And all of those conversations are fraught with judgment.
Yeah.
And if you can just simply see your list and see your judgments, don't try to get rid of your judgments. You can non-judgmentally see your judgments, and it will complete it.
That sounds great.
You know, the other thing, Valerie, your thoughts really aren't a problem. You know, we're talking about living the moment, not in your thoughts.
Right.
All they are is an indicator that you're not fully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are there days when you go in and your to-do list just flies by and you're not feeling overwhelmed?
Right, and it feels great when I'm doing it, and absolutely.
Well, part of that is when you surrender to your life. When
okay,
you're going about your to-do list, you're doing things as if it were your idea, not the list's idea or your boss's idea or someone else's idea. It's about doing the things in front of you as if that were the only thing you wanted to do.
Okay. That sounds great.
Then when you get home,
yeah,
you know, play with it today.
Okay.
It should be interesting to see if you're engaging at work like you want to.
Right.
When you get home, there'll be things around you that you'll want to do too, mm-hmm, that won't be such a burden.
Okay. That
because
sounds like a relief.
Yeah, you know, we've discovered, Shaina, that life is holographic. Kind of how you do one thing is how you do everything. So
okay,
see if today you can play around at work with having, dare we say it,
fun.
Fun. And see what happens, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. That sounds excellent.
You're welcome, Valerie.
Thank you, Valerie.
You're welcome. I'll give it a shot.
Excellent. Looking forward to, you know, feel free to email us. You can go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can find how to contact us. Let us know what happens with that. We'd be really interested.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. So, we just gave Valerie a real clue. Lots of times people think that their repetitive thoughts are a problem, and you're trying to get rid of your thoughts.
Well, the problem with trying to get rid of your thoughts is that if you resist them, you keep them around. And when Ariel and I lived at a meditation center, most of the people there were trying to quiet their minds, and it was one of the noisiest places we've ever lived.
Not noisy as in chatter, but noisy as in mental chatter. Because if you deem something as wrong and you resist it, you're actually not wanting to see it yourself. You're putting up a dam until it floods over. So those of you who are resisting your thoughts, you may notice that there are times where you're going along and then all of a sudden you have a burst of incredible internal conversation that berates you or says negative things to you. And that can be a function of just not letting your thoughts go by as if they have virtually no meaning. Because really, virtually, they do. So if you engage in your environment, you're not very likely to be thinking about how to do your life right. You're not likely to be thinking about whether or not someone approves of you or whether you approve of yourself. Has it ever occurred to you that the things you approve of and disapprove of are just collections? I know we talked about of ideas. I know we talked about it a little earlier, but you know, Shai, when we were revealing that I stood in front of the dishwasher and had those thoughts like I don't wanna earlier, and you said we have a new dishwasher, me. I still get a little embarrassed in that because I have this
the idea that you should be beyond having negative thoughts already.
Well, no more. Oddly enough, that I should be the one who washes the dishes because it's a woman's job.
Uh-huh. Well,
see, I know
in this household, we should have told you that 25 years ago.
I know it's an incredibly silly, outmoded idea, but that doesn't mean that my mental computer didn't collect something as useless as that to berate myself with when I'm not yet engaged. So there's a thing that you can start to do, which is take a look at your thoughts, watch them go by, and I have to tell you, it really helps to have a sense of humor, because your mind is like a computer. You press A7, and, you know, well, that's really a jukebox. I'm going back now a while, but, you know, you press the button, A7, and out comes, I should be the one washing the dishes. So, that never really happens here, rarely happens here. You definitely are the dishwasher.
So, you know, our idea and approach is that transformation happens in an instant. And it happens in the instant that you get into this moment of now. And with this program, the best way for you to get into this moment is through listening. And listening is not to see whether you agree or disagree, but listening to hear what we're saying from our point of view. That will pull you into the moment. And the moment is a magical place, the place that transformation takes place. It isn't through doing something to transform your life. A lot of us have done a lot of things to try to transform the quality of our lives. But what happens is when you get into the moment, really, see, most of us are not in the moment. We are worrying about the future or thinking about what we didn't do or should have done in the past. Now, the past is already complete, and the future hasn't gotten here yet. And it won't get here until it does. And when it does, it will come as a moment of now. So if you can train yourself to live in this current moment and deal with life as it shows up right now, then you will have mastered your life and you won't have to worry about your future. It'll take care of itself.
And I know it's easy to say that the past is the past and the future isn't here yet. But really, what we're about today is discovering being here. As you learn how to be here, your life is going to get far, far simpler.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio has such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Almeen for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by walking between the worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're talking about living in the moment and not in your thoughts.
Just as a reminder, in case you tuned in late, Shia and I finish each other's sentences, so it seems to be our style. It's been that way for many, many years, so just wanted to let you know up front.
You know, we're talking about transformation, and transformation is a shifting in the way you interact with your life, so you discover how to live in a state of well-being where the outside circumstances don't shake you, don't knock you off balance, so you can stay centered in your life, even under trying circumstances. And
I know our technology is called instantaneous transformation, but really it's kind of a play on words because it's redundant. Transformation is instantaneous.
It can only happen in an instant. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between change and transformation.
Change is this linear, incremental thing, happens over time. It's past, future, it's cause and effect.
It's in time, and it has right and wrong and good and bad and better and worse. It's comparative. Whereas transformation happens in an instant. It happens exponentially in all aspects of your life at the same time. So it's not directed and it's unpredictable.
So that's just the beginning. Again, it happens in this moment. If you're waiting for something in the future over time to make you better, then you're not living your life in the moment. And, contrary to popular belief, when you're actually here in this moment, there is a high likelihood that as you go down the path of your life, things will expand and you will get better at the things that are important to you. And the things that are mechanical and you no longer want to have around just fall away all on their own.
That's transformation.
Well, here we have Jason on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jason.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I just have, I guess, a couple questions within one, and that is, it seems when one is present, there's a watching or witnessing happening of thoughts and of emotions. Is watching or witnessing really the key to all this? Because when you're present, it seems watching and witnessing happens naturally.
Well, it does happen naturally, but as you are saying it, Jason. There's this implication of a doing
watching
or, rather than it be a natural aware. See, when you are in the moment, the conversation about how you're doing falls away. When you're really watching and being in your life, it's
there's not a commentary about what you're watching.
Right.
And the answer to your question is yes, there's a watching, there's a witnessing, but you have to be aware of creating a system where if you're not watching and witnessing, you start talking to yourself about whether or not you're watching and witnessing, and if that...
Then it's, you're back in the mind.
Ah.
See, here's the other thing. I can tell by your question that you've done a lot of work on yourself already.
Yes.
You've been looking. You've been studying. You've been trying to get to this place of being, and what we're talking about is an accidental falling into your own life with it. Because you see, your conversation, your question is still based in your mind's desire to be outside the mind.
Right.
You know, the biggest challenge is going to be for you?
Your intelligence.
That's right, you're smart. You can think about it, Jason, a little bit like as if you are really dominantly right-handed. You're going to reach for the doorknob to open a door with your right hand. You're going to naturally, without thinking, reach with that facility. So it's as if you're purposefully holding that hand in abeyance and training yourself to reach. It's kind of an odd analogy, but with your beingness and your intuitive senses and your ability to naturally know without knowledge.
It's almost like being dumb in the moment, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. It's
exactly. It's not about, you know. There are different schools of enlightenment. There was a Zen master, his name was Bankai, in the 17th century in Japan, and he was supposed to have the clear-eyed school of enlightenment. Ariel and I have another school of enlightenment.
We joke around about it. We call it the slack jaw school of enlightenment.
You know, you see you do something and you go,
huh.
You know, where you don't take it so seriously. You see, you cannot attain a state of enlightenment, if you will, by seriously trying to attain a state of enlightenment. It happens through simplicity. It happens through giving yourself some levity and being gentle with yourself. If anything, it's about being kind to yourself rather than impose your learned behavioral constrictions upon yourself, because you've learned in your environment what's good and bad and right and wrong, and then you apply that to your life, and in the search for enlightenment, you apply those same judgmental, rigid rules to yourself, and it keeps you from ever finding yourself.
Yes.
That's all part of the mind, Jason.
So the idea of this, because I have been studying for many years in terms of enlightenment, and a lot of the teachings talk about knowing who you are, or it's an identity thing, but if we're thinking about who we are, we're not present.
This is true.
If you have your attention on who you are, that definitely is a mind game.
Right. And the other thing that is this, the doors to enlightenment in traditional Eastern temples were guarded by two lions. One of them is paradox. The other is confusion. So confusion, you know, it's when the mind is grappling with something that's new or outside itself. But paradox is when two statements seem to be true. So yes, you need to have awareness on what you're doing, but no, you don't want to be rigid in your judgments of yourself for how you're functioning in your life. And both are true.
Yeah, and it's a balance. Our first book we called Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, a book about instantaneous transformation, because we discovered that all of the looking we did, for the most part, was really working on ourselves.
And that working on ourselves kept us from being in the moment. And then there was this shift, and it happened about 20 years ago for me. And the shift happened when I realized that I was never, ever going to make it. See, when I realized I really got to the core of myself that I wasn't going to make it, I was always going to be screwed up, then suddenly I was no longer screwed up. It was as though I realized that I was done working on myself. And when I made that statement, Ariel said to me...
He said, I'm done. I'm done working on myself. I'm enlightened. This is it. Being here is all... it takes. And I said, you can't say that. People will hate you.
Yeah. Well, this self that you're working on, this self or this false self, is the mind.
That's right. The conversation, whether it be a good conversation or a bad conversation, oh, I'm doing well now, oh, I'm doing terrible now, that's the same conversation. They're flip sides of the same coin, the mind.
But, you know, it's interesting the way you put it, Jason. You said this conversation that you're working on, you aren't working on the conversation. The conversation's working on the conversation.
Right.
See, you're not the conversation. You have a conversation. It calls itself Jason, but you're not that conversation.
Well, it calls itself Jason when it's being kind.
That's true.
On your good days. Probably calls you something else when it thinks it did something that wasn't right.
Yes. Well, what do you recommend? What book can I buy of yours as a reminder? Is that I do appreciate your words. What book do you guys recommend that is talking about this the way you're talking about it?
Well, we have two books that are currently out now.
The first is called, as we said, Working on Yourself
Doesn't Work.
A book about instantaneous transformation. It's the basics. It has the three principles of transformation, and it's a primer where people can go back, turn to a page, and go, aha, it's like a skeletal system that you can hang the moment on. The second book is award-winning bestseller.
It just won the Nautilus Book Awards for the best book on relationships
for 2007. It's How to Create a Magical Relationship, and we talk about the principles of transformation through the focus on relationship. But the other thing, too, Jason, is on our website, which is really easy to remember, it's www.transformationmadeeasy.com. You can sign up to be on our online email list.
Yes.
And we have an audio podcast every week. We have an article of the month. People write in. Like speaking to you now today, people will write us back emails and tell us what's happening in their lives. And then we reprint them
in our newsletter.
With their permission.
And it's called Transformational Moments.
And that way you get a sense. It's like people reveal how they centered themselves, where they got knocked off balance. And it's really exciting to see that so many people are discovering how to feel well in their own skin. So it kind of depends on you and depends on your interest, if you're interested in a general thing or the relationship thing. And in September, our new book, Being Here, is coming out. So you can remember that. That's the title of this show.
Yes.
So we thank you very much for calling in, Jason.
Great question.
Really love talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to coming back after the commercial break, and we'll talk more about living in the moment and not in your thoughts. And if you have more questions, don't forget to call in at 866-472-5795. Looking forward to speaking with you, and we'll be back soon. Thanks. Shy and I are enjoying ourselves and hope you are too. Don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Heaven's Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Step up to a new level of awareness. Step up to a higher level of compassion. Step up to the true, authentic person that lies within. Step up to an eternal connection with spirit on Step Up with minister, writer, teacher, healer, lecturer, counselor, channeler, medium, and host, Janice Lynch. Explore new perspectives. Engage in self-exploration. Experience greater joy, passion, and freedom. Step Up demystifies the mystical world of spirituality, reawakens the intuition, and offers essentials for spirituality. Step Up with Janice Lynch, broadcast each Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the 7th Wave Network. Step Up, where limitless possibilities are possible. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we...
The theme today is instantaneous transformation.
How to live in the moment, not in your thoughts. And we have another caller named Josh.
Hi, am I on?
You are.
Hi, it's great listening to you guys.
Thank you.
My question has to do with how to maintain consistency, because I feel there are periods of time where I feel very present, very in the moment. And then there's times when I'm not, and I would like to be always in the moment, but there's times, you know, where I'll
get upset. That, my friend, is the reason why you're not always in the moment. See, you have this preference. Your preference is to be in the moment all the time.
Right.
And then when you start to fall out of the moment, you don't just correct and get back. You start berating yourself for not being in the moment.
Right.
So the three principles of transformation once again come into effect. Anything you resist will persist and dominate your life. It grows stronger, it dominates your life. If you resist being out of the moment, then as soon as you notice yourself out of the moment, you resist it, and now you're stuck out of the moment.
Right, I can see that.
And you can only be out of the moment if that's where you are. That's the second principle. So if you're feeling disturbed or upset or off balance, that's the
only way you can be. Now, if you actually choose to be the way you are rather than resist it, which would be the third principle, then it completes itself. Now, here's the trick. You can't feel it and be there with it to get rid of it, because it reverts right back into that first principle. See, your mind is tricky.
Right.
And so it'll say, I'll be with it to get rid of it.
But that's doing being, and that's not being at all.
Right.
Shai and I recently led a seminar in Germany, and we had a few days to go to an island very, very north of Germany called Zult. And it has this prevailing wind that when you stand up on the dunes, it's nonstop, at least 30 miles an hour on a good day. And it was really fun, Josh, to be able to lean into the wind and stand there. The wind would hold you up.
Wow.
You'd be standing up straight, even though you were leaning into it.
One of the things that happens, my guess is, when you find yourself off balance, is you haven't recognized some prevailing wind that has come up in your environment. So the thing, too, is if I were just trying to stand normally when the wind is blowing, I'd be falling right on my behind.
Right.
And if you haven't recognized that people or circumstances can come up with a whoosh and add energy and know that you're going to have to compensate for that. If you don't compensate for that, you'll find yourself on your behind, and there goes your consistency.
Right.
The other thing,
when you say compensate, how would I, I'm not clear how I would do that.
One of the ways to compensate is this. Let's say you have a person in your life that typically has been challenging for you, and you have to speak with them like an ex, something or other.
Right.
One of the things that happens is people have the idea that they should be over being disturbed by this person by now.
Right.
So that idea that I should be over this by now will keep you from paying attention when you have a conversation or an email interaction with that person.
So when you start to slide down that sand dune into the abyss of upset,
right,
that you could, if you were aware of it as it starts to happen, back out of it. But most of us don't become aware of it until we're so far down that slippery slope that we can't pull ourselves back easily.
Right.
Here's another key to consistency, and one that you may miss. I'm going to use the analogy of a cold, okay?
Okay.
Let's say we are currently in the same room, which we're not. But if we were, well, Shai is in the room with me. So if I were to have a cold and I were to sneeze right now and pass the cold virus onto him, he wouldn't sneeze right back in another 5 minutes. It would take a little incubation period.
Uh-huh.
So he'd develop a cold in a day or 2 days. So lots of times when you're feeling a little off balance, you're looking at what just happened. Did your girlfriend, wife, child,
do or
colleague,
say something that bothered you?
Did they just walk in the door and they did something? They left their backpack on the couch. If you think that what's happening right now is what's causing the upset,
then you never get to the source of it, because normally the upsets happen a day or two before. The event that actually causes the upset happens a day or two before, and then it incubates over time, and then there's a triggering mechanism of something that you don't particularly like in your current environment, and you think that's what caused the upset. Problem with it is, if you come up with a false cause for the upset, you keep yourself upset.
Mm.
The truth about it can release it, but a false reason for your having it just keeps it stuck in place.
Mm. Wow, that's really helpful.
Yes,
thank you.
Good. So one of the things you just have to also be aware of is your drive to be consistent, because if you're it's one of those paradoxes that Shai was talking to Jason about.
Right.
Obviously, you want to be consistent. That's the truth, and that's a fact. And the paradox is, if you drive toward that like a goal, you're saying that how you are right now is not okay, and that something in the future is preferable. And you'll also hide from yourself when you're just a smudgeon off balance. Because you don't want to be there.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing, Josh. So you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now. This moment of now is perfect. It's immutable. It is not changeable. The moment is exactly as it is. Mm-hmm. So when you disagree with how you're being in the moment, first principle, anything you disagree with or resist, persist. So you get stuck where you don't want to be.
Maybe for you that the key to consistency is to welcome it when you're upset. Because if you don't judge it and try and get rid of it, if you see it with awareness and you have a sense of humor about it, there's a really high likelihood it's going to go really quickly.
The other thing is, Josh, you've done a lot of work in your life on looking at your life, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, see, that's the one of the problems. One of the problems is you don't, you know, after all this time, after all this working on myself, I should be in a better state than this. I shouldn't get upset. Yeah?
Right. Right.
And that keeps you very much locked into the upset, the unwillingness to just allow yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment, not
right.
try to change it or get rid of it.
And at risk of throwing in something esoteric here around the end of our show, lots of times, Josh, people think that they're very, very independent people.
Right.
And people that you're around and their state of mind can really affect how you feel about yourself. So the more you let yourself feel okay when you're knocked off balance, it transfers to other people as well. And then they're less stressed, and then you're less stressed. And it's like a communicable ease.
Right. I like that.
Thanks.
I like that.
Thanks for your question.
Thank you very much. When are you guys on?
We are back on Wednesdays here on the Seventh Wave Network at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays, and we're here at noon on Wednesdays on the East Coast time.
Okay.
Before you know it, we're going to be leading courses in New York City again most Monday nights. So if you're in the New York area as a listener, you can come visit us there, and you can certainly find us anytime on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
And thank you very much for joining us today. Bye.
Well, thanks, listeners, and we hope you'll come back. And next time, and we're doing the art of relating.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.